Trump travel ban critics now beg administration to enforce travel ban for Tommy Robinson. By Chris Tomlinson on November 1, 2018. Several members of the UK Parliament led by Soros-funded Hope Not Hate director Ruth Smith MP, who have in the past expressed hatred for President Donald Trump, are now begging his administration to ban Tommy Robinson from the US. The motion, signed by Ms. Smith along with 18 other MPs, 16 from the Labour benches and 2 from the nominally right-wing Conservatives, requests the UK government lobby the Trump administration to prevent a prior ban from being overturned following Mr. Robinson, real name Stephen Yaxley Lennon, receiving an invitation to talk in Washington, D.C. on the 14th of November. The motion states that if the U.S. administration bows to pressure from right-wing groups and figures allied with the Trump administration and overturns Yaxley Lennon's ban and allow him into the U.S., the media exposure and the money he could raise on the trip will have a detrimental impact on community relations in the UK. The motion has been promoted by the far-left Antifa-linked activist group Hope Not Hate, where Ms. Smith serves as a director and also served as a secretary before her election to Parliament, according to records kept by Companies House. Ms. Smith has not kept her contempt for President Trump private, slamming Trump for sitting in the chair of former Prime Minister Winston Churchill during a state visit, saying, "Given Trump's appalling actions and rhetoric, he doesn't even deserve to look at a statue of Churchill, let alone sit in his seat." Another signatory to the motion is Labour MP Wes Streeting, who said President Trump was not welcome in the UK, calling the US leader a peddler of far-right hatred, the antithesis of our two great democracies. He added, "Trump is such an odious, sad, little man. Imagine being proud to have that as your president." Labour MP Luciana Berger also supports a travel ban for Mr. Robinson despite rejecting the anti-terror travel ban proposed by President Trump, writing on her website in January 2017 that the ban was horrific and added, "We cannot and must not roll out the red carpet for President Trump with a full state visit." Some of the signatories have had an even harsher tone toward the president. During the presidential debate between then-Republican candidate Trump and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, Labour's Gareth Snell wrote, "The dignity demonstrated by Hillary in not taking off a shoe and smacking Trump's face with it is amazing." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.